Today is the last Sunday of the Epiphany season. And today we make a journey to the mountaintop. Jesus goes there with his inner circle of disciples. He withdraws to pray, and they see his face dazzling. And suddenly they see him talking with Moses and Elijah. And this journey, the spiritual journey that they're on, is coming together in a way that they had never expected it to. They see in a moment how this journey that they're on with Jesus fits into the tradition, the laws of Moses, the words of the prophets. It is a moment of high faith. And then to top it off, a cloud comes. And then there's a voice in the cloud. This is my son, the beloved. Listen to him. Wow. An amazing note to end the Epiphany season on. So how do the disciples react? What they want to do, what Peter wants to do, is he wants to build three dwelling places. One for Jesus, one for Moses, one for Elijah. He wants to groove on the experience. He wants to stay on top of that mountain forever. Isn't that the way it is? When we have a moment of extreme exhilaration, when the pieces of our life come together, we want to stay there forever. But of course we can't. We have to go back down from the mountain into the valley. Life moves on, and we have to move on with it. So what do we take from this passage? One of the important things is it gave the disciples a clear sense of who Jesus was. And as they continued their journey following him, they had this memory of what really was important. And because they had that memory, they were able to go forth into the uncertainties of the ministry with Jesus with a sense of hope that somehow God was going to bring it home. They might not see it in the particular circumstances of the day, but they had that sense of hope that it would happen. Memory and hope. Those are the values of those exhilarating experiences that we have from time to time. Think about your own life. Those magic moments, those particular events, those circumstances, when it all came together. Family, friends, at work, when you understood sort of the nature and purpose of what life was about for you. For your family, for those near and dear to you, what you should be about in your life. And of course, when you have that moment, it's nice to freeze it and hang on to it. But of course, you can't. But the point is, you go forth with a sense of those memories that sustain you and give you that sense of hope as you meet the future challenges that you encounter. One experience that was a mountaintop experience for me in recent time was an experience I had at the Virginia Military Institute in March of 2015. I was there with so many others to celebrate Jonathan Daniels Day. And the Jonathan Daniels Award was being presented to John Lewis, the congressman from the 5th District in Georgia. It was the 50th anniversary of the Selma to Montgomery voter registration march. And so it was important to give Jonathan's award to John Lewis because John Lewis had been badly beaten at the Pettus Bridge at the beginning of the march by the state police in Alabama. Jonathan Daniels was my seminary classmate, and I've been haunted and challenged by his memory, his witness. He was martyred in Hainesville, Alabama, after the Selma to Montgomery March, much later when all the people had gone home, and it was just Jonathan and others doing the heavy lifting of voter registration work, of tutoring kids, of picketing places that discriminated, carrying on with the heavy lifting of building a more inclusive society. And one August afternoon in 2015, he and a group had been released from a time in jail for disturbing the peace. And while they're waiting for their ride to come and pick them up, they went into the general store across the street. In the back of the store, there was a man with a gun who said, "We really don't need your kind over here." And he pointed the gun at Ruby Sales, a 16-year-old who was with Jonathan and the others. And Jonathan pushed Ruby away and took the full blast of the gun, and was killed instantly. In that instant, Jonathan became a martyr. Jonathan was the 1961 valedictorian of his class at VMI. The VMI, this has been an interesting adventure in reclamation or enduring values that really do matter. Jonathan, VMI didn't know what to do with Jonathan, really. I mean, he was not a military figure. He never served in the military, and I don't know if he had any intention of doing that. He had a fellowship and went to Harvard, eventually went on to seminary. But gradually, VMI has instituted this award that they offer occasionally. The first one went to Jimmy Carter. On that particular day in 2015, it was given to John Lewis. There are four honorific arches at VMI. One is to George Washington, one is to Stonewall Jackson, one is to George Marshall, and one is to Jonathan Daniels, who gave his life for a 16-year-old African-American girl. So on that day, in March 2015, I was there with so many others. Memory, it took me back to 1965, when Jonathan and I were in seminary together. And the conversations we used to have about what was going on in the civil rights movement. Jonathan was way, way ahead of me in terms of his passion, his commitment, his understanding of the issues. And when we both participated in the Selma to Montgomery March, he at the beginning and me at the end, I went on it almost as a lark. I didn't really know what I was getting into. But it turned out to be a life changer. It was inspiring to hear Dr. King on the steps of the State House in Montgomery preaching to 50,000 people at the end of the march. It was exhilarating. You just had a sense that the kingdom of God was going to come. And we had no idea how strong the forces of darkness could be. And so to be there on that day in 2015, it took me back to those conversations, to the hopes and dreams we had as seminarians. Where would the Spirit take us? What adventures would we have? I was in touch with those memories. Did Jonathan intend to become a martyr? Certainly not. He just responded instinctively to protect somebody he cared about and loved. So those memories are so important to me and have been with my sense of vocation, where God's Spirit has taken me throughout my professional life. But the other piece of it, being there that day in 2015, is the sense of hope. The sense of hope. I looked at the VMI Cadet Corps. Talk about values-based education. The whole Corps, whole community, everybody's there that day to celebrate the memory and spirit of Jonathan. Values-based education. Justice. inclusiveness, equality, values to build a better world. I felt so encouraged, so encouraged. But of course, I had to come back down from the top of the mountain in 2015 and to get on with it. As Christian people, the gift of our faith, ultimately, I believe, is the gift of hope, is to press on in a world that we don't understand completely, that we can't control, where the forces of darkness are strong. But to do it step by step in the hope that this loving God that we follow, the example that Jesus has given us, and others who've been full of faith, that ultimately that vision will prevail. That's our sense of hope. Memories, a sense of hope. We journey forth as the people of God to bring that love and compassion and joy, the fruits of God's Spirit and kingdom, to a broken and confused world. May God bless each of us and show us the path forward.